Hey, guys, you want to get in on the action? How about my bookie? And tell you what, if you want to get in there now, it's Cardinals minus 11.5 if you you want to bet on that game. And you could have got it at 12.5 earlier, and right now it's 13-1. So that's your odds. It's all on my bookie. That's the great thing about my bookie. You miss the start of the game, you can still get in and bet. And they've got all kinds of opportunities for you. In-game betting is one of my favorite things. Especially if you like a team a lot and they suck in the first half of a football game, go play them in the second half. A lot of times that pays off. You can play hockey on there. You can play NFL, college football, you name it. You feel good about your Astros? You can go bet the Astros right now for tomorrow. And if you don't feel good about your Astros, why don't you get on my bookie and bet on the Rays? That way at least you'll cash some money and you won't feel so bad if they wind up losing. Use promo code radio right now and they'll give you a double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid, mybookie.
Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The reality is this team is better than anybody thought they were, from a pitching standpoint especially.
Well, from a pitching standpoint, we knew they were good.
It's easy to look at it on paper and go, oh, good ERAs, good bullpen. These guys are legit, and they have flustered the Astros' bats. And, yeah, for whatever reason, the Astros' bats as a whole are slumping, and it's a really bad time for it. I don't know what line speaks to that more this week than your Houston Texans, now -4.5.
Well, Texans +4.5.
Yeah, Texans +4.5. How low is that number going to get before it's like, okay. So, but
I could see this being 35-30, but the problem is I could see it being 33-30. That's why that 4.5 is really confusing to me.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number 3. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And you can also get us on the live stream, or on Twitch, excuse me. Just go to Twitch, ESPN975.com, or go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch. We look good on there. You should go check us out. I'm being sarcastic. God's Green says India's farm system is unmatched.
They're here for the long haul.
Yeah, and if you missed it, that was the gem of the day. And if you missed any of the great stuff you just heard, all available at podcastarena.com. First 2 hours are all there. Well, first hour I know is there. The second hour should be there shortly, right, Aaron?
Should be.
Okay. So you can always catch anything you missed there. And no matter how you're listening today, whether it's on terrestrial radio or whether it's online or whether it's the app or Twitch or whatever, thank you. We appreciate the hell out of you guys and look forward to getting over to Madison's in Beaumont tomorrow.
Usual Suspects will be out there as well.
Yes.
Be a good time.
Always have, it's always good to have the opening act. But, Usual Suspects will be there. We'll be there. It'll be a lot of fun. So come on out to Madison's.
If you don't, you're an idiot.
Longhorn Dimitri says, I'm sure Florida is close in numbers per capita. I think Florida, they kill themselves in different ways.
Chainsaws mostly and meth.
Chainsaws, meth,
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Synthetic marijuana.
Yeah. Lots of bath salts. Lots of different stuff.
Bath salts, definitely. But, maybe not so much on the selfie game. Maybe they're just not that strong on the selfie.
Well, they're not all that good looking.
Well, that's true. I mean, let's face it. If you're a methy, are you taking a selfie of yourself? I mean, is there a meth book?
Thought my tooth looked shiny today. What y'all think?
I'm just curious. Is there a meth book where, like, methies go and post selfies and updates?
No.
Like, scored some great meth outside the club?
I don't know, but that's on the dark web.
Oh, okay.
I don't have that.
Oh. I don't know what the dark web is other than
I think you have to dark. You have to have a PC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in that.
Well, I always assumed that's why your computers kept dying. Because you're busy messing around on that dark web.
I don't know
y'all
what it
know
is.
Where I can get a cat to eat or a baby at least.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought the whole eating baby thing was just a...
No, that's a real thing.
713-780-ESPN. So when are we going to get Alex on?
Oh, yeah. We have Alex? Okay.
Okay. I've got... We'll look at the lines at some point this hour here because kind of got my work done for that today. Pretty confident in this weekend. There's about 10 or 12 games I liked. Only used five, so... Brother Bear wants to know, what are the odds the opening act will say sport, 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 sport until the headliner comes out?
No, they won't. They never do that.
No. Longhorn Dimitri, did you see the Rays fans on TV last night? Joe Dirt was in every shot of the audience.
That's about right.
All right, so we got him?
Yeah, let's go to him now. You can see him fight on UFC on ESPN Plus 19 this Saturday, October 12th. He's down in Tampa. He'll be facing Max Griffin. It's longtime friend of the show, Alex Morano. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, good. Good to be on again. I remember the last time we had talked. I think I've been on here for every fight. It's 9 fights now, so it's good to be back.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, the last time you fought, things went pretty well for you.
Yeah, as well as they could have gone.
I mean, that was... So that fight gets listed as submission to elbows. And I'll ask you how you feel about it. Was that a disappointing finish to you when it says submission to elbows, or would you rather just say TKO elbows?
So I would rather say TKO. I think it goes under as a TKO, but it's listed differently under different like websites and stuff. But when I was elbowing him later in that first, he told the ref, he was like, all right, stop. And then I was still elbowing him and telling the ref that he was quitting. So it was like a verbal submission, which a lot of people didn't know.
That's something that you and I have in common, because I had a guy quit two elbows when you were in my corner.
Yeah.
And it was really sad for me because I was excited to be able to get on top of, like, that was the first time I'd gotten on top of someone. I was able to really elbow him in the face as hard as I can. I was super excited about it. And then they stopped. Like, were you bummed that Zach didn't just take it until the ref stopped him?
I mean, not necessarily. I think it would have been stopped in the next couple seconds anyway. But no, I do know what you mean. It's almost like they kind of like spoil the fun for you.
They take it away from you. And I know you had said going into that fight that you did not like Zach Otto. Did you guys talk after the fight, or do you still have some animosity towards him?
No, by no means. After the fight, we had talked a little bit, and he was like, "Hey, man, no hard feelings." And like, I was sitting there with not a bump on me, and he was like pretty banged up. And man, I actually kind of felt bad for the dude. But no, it was, you know, he had actually, like, the only reason I was a little salty for that matchup is because he just continuously asked for the matchup, thinking he'd get an easy fight. And so, like, after the fact, man, I wasn't gonna add insult to his already, you know, existing injury. So no, it was cool. I don't think he got re-signed with UFC after. I think he lost a lot on that fight.
Now you're going in against Max Griffin, and I'm curious how you're taking this booking against Max, because I think they wanted him. They want him to succeed. Like, the UFC wants him to do well, considering he's like an ultimate fighter guy or whatever. And he lost two in a row, and then they booked him against a guy that I'd never even heard of, and he won sort of a meh decision, and then they book him against you. Does it feel like that the UFC feels like that he's going to go over against you? Like, do you feel like that they're using you as a stepping stone for him, or is this maybe just a test to see if he really deserves to be around?
No, he actually was given a lot of really, really tough matchups early. I think he got really unlucky with some of, like, the early up-and-comers that he got matched up with, you know.
I know he got Colby, yeah.
And Curtis Millender. But I think, you know, I had read an article recently that he was more of like a gatekeeper, because I think he's turning 34 here pretty soon. You know, I think this is his eighth or ninth fight in the UFC. And considering he's bounced those wins and losses and hasn't really put a streak together, they like that he's entertaining, and he's kind of like a gatekeeper. Honestly, that's kind of like a position I wouldn't mind taking myself, as, you know, like a proven tough fighter who's like welcome to like new challenges. So no, I thought this was a pretty even matchup, and I know it's a fun one for the fans. I had read a Sherdog review as well, and they said like looking forward to us brawling it out tomorrow night or Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This will be your ninth fight in the UFC, and you're looking for your sixth win. I mean that's a pretty good run if you're able to be 6-2, 6-2-1. And I'll be honest, one of the losses, the Nakamura fight, I don't know that I agree with the decision there. So, I mean, I think you've had a really successful run in the UFC. Maybe they would be looking at you for a spot like that if you were to win this fight.
Yeah. I'm just my goal was not necessarily like to be ranked super high or even like win the belt early on or go for that. It was just to have as many fights in the company as I could. I hope to be around for a long time and. You know, my goal initially was to get 10 fights, and that's a certainty. And so now my new goal is to make it to 20 fights and then kind of see where to go from there.
This will be your second fight of 2019, presumably your last fight of 2019. I know you'd said before you wanted to fight 3 or 4 times a year. Is there something this year that slowed down that pace?
So no, it was just like the time of booking. And honestly, on average, two times a year has been the kind of like the standard. I did fight 3 times last year, but that was the only time, you know, in like the soon to be 4 years I've been with UFC. So honestly, 2 times a year is cool with me if it works for them.
This will be you've done some crazy traveling early on. You know, you went to Japan. You I guess Calgary's not that crazy. You did Beijing. You prefer fighting here in the States?
Oh, it was only a 2-hour flight, and there's a bunch of really good like juice spots all around. I went to China, and I was asking the UFC staff. I was like, hey, I can't find anything. Is there any like places that have vegetable juice? And they were like, no, there is not. And so thankfully, just the dietary, you know, freedom here is so much easier. Making weight's going to be easier. It's just so much more comfortable.
Well, you and I have talked off the air about the biggest change in you as a fighter has been joining up with a new team up in Dallas. You want to tell the people a little about what that's been like for you and how that camp's changed you at Fortis?
Yeah. So, you know, at the beginning of every week, I would drive, you know, up to Dallas and really, you know, grew to love the city. And the team is 15 wins to 5 losses for the year. You know, they were in the number one ranked spot, you know, just last week. And it's awesome. The training partners are phenomenal. But the coach, his name is Coach Saeed. He's great. And he just holds us, like, super accountable. And he has us train and work harder than any other fight camp or training session I've ever been with or seen. And the results really do speak for themselves.
Is there something to not being the baddest guy in the room every time you train? Is there like something to that, like where you go into a room and you're like, man, these guys are just as good or better than me? Does that drive you a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it just sets like a much higher ceiling for skill. And you know, going in there to survive is a bad mindset. So I was going there and try to win my round. And that's surely not often the case, but like the rounds that I do win, I'm very, very satisfied. Like you can see progression, like the pacing that we train at super high. There's always a big difference once fight camp is over.
And I know that you are, you have a teammate in Ryan Spann on that card as well. And Beaumont's own shout out, because I know he's probably got people in Beaumont listening. But how big of a difference did it make to have someone on the same card as you? You guys are kind of going through the process at the same time, peaking at the same time, cutting weight at the same time. How big of a deal is that?
Yeah, it was nice in the training room to see somebody getting tortured just as much as I was. So that was cool, and it was fun. Last time Ryan and I fought on the same fight card was for a legacy in Lake Charles. We both won by first round. I got a first round TKO. He got a first round knockout. So we're hoping to replicate the same result.
What is the? I mean, obviously for you, it seems like always the game plan is to go in and knock the guy out. But what sort of obstacles does Griffin present to you, or what kind of holes do you see in his game that you could take advantage of?
You know what? Yeah, he's actually super tough. He's like not a quitter by any means. Whether he's tired or hurt or doing well, he always has like the same like heart and like finishing drive. So just like really staying technically sharp and like making sure to stay super like sharp in deep waters too. But I always tell people the same thing every time. I hope for the best, which is somebody stands and strikes, and I prepare for the worst, which is guys try to wrestle. So we prepared for the worst outcome, and I'm just hoping. I'm hoping we get a lot of time exchanged on the feet.
All right, that's Alex Morano. You could see him on Saturday night, UFC on ESPN+. If you don't have ESPN Plus, what are you, a caveman? Appreciate the time, Alex. Best of luck with the weight cut. I know you always enjoy that part, and enjoy the violence on Saturday, man. Everybody will be watching and cheering you on here from Houston.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Happy to represent.
All right, man. That's Alex Morano.
All right. Tell the people about
CBD. CBDMD.com. If you're the kind of person who likes to get in a cage and punch people and get punched, well, let me tell you what can help you out. It's probably some CBD. I know it helped me out when I was doing it because I was hurting all the time. I wasn't a young man doing that game. I couldn't keep up with these young bucks. I had to heal. And CBD, it was always a great thing for me, and CBDMD is a great place to get it. They've got super tested, super clean, safe products. They've got topicals. They've got oils. The topicals have been working really well for me. I've always been kind of an oil man, but the CBD Freeze I've been rolling on, and man, that is a game changer. It takes care of the pain instantly for me. I've really enjoyed using it, and have probably been using it as much as the oils lately. So anytime I have a good workout, they've got the CBD Recover. It's affordable, and now it's accessible to everyone. And to make it easier to see what CBD can do for you, CBDMD's got a great deal going for our listeners. 20% off your order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. Check them out today. CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975 for 20% off.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. A couple of things from the text line. Interesting question. When the Braves do no tomahawk, they lose by 13?
Yeah. They're only losing by 12, yeah, so that's 12 TBD.
Now. That's 12.
And, yeah, by the way, how about this? 3 straight innings, no score for the Cardinals. Offense is dead in the water.
You're the Cardinals, though. You're just trying to get to the finish line now. You don't need any more runs. So I saw the number today on Arizona Atlanta at 51.5. Is it just me, or does that seem like an obvious over? I like the over there. Because I know Atlanta can score, and I know Arizona. I mean, their defense is so bad.
It's just like last week. It's two offenses that can take advantage of two crappy defenses.
Yeah. So I do like the over there. Want to look at some of the lines here?
Let's do it.
Because I've got quite a few that I like.
Football or NFL or NCAA?
Well, which one do you want to start with?
It doesn't matter to me.
I can go either way.
I know you can.
I'm bettable or something. I don't know.
Hey, whatever makes you happy.
Hey, you know what? I think everybody should do what they want to do. So, let's do NFL first.
Okay.
And then we can talk about some college games in a little bit. Thursday night game. That's awful big number. I kind of feel like the Patriots cover it, but
I actually played this number at 16.5. I like it.
17 now.
I also really like the under in this game.
40.5.
Oh, well, I like the under in this game. How about that? I put it in at 42.5. So it goes back to what I've been saying about this Patriots team. This is not the same Patriots team that it's been. It's a defense-first team that's not explosive offensively. And then the Giants, I don't think they're going to have Saquon Barkley. I know they've hinted that maybe he'll play. I don't think he'll play, and if he does, he's definitely not 100%. And it's a rookie quarterback against Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time we saw one of those guys go in and have any kind of success? This could be an instance where the Giants don't score. And if you're telling me one team's not going to score, I'll take the under.
Panthers, Buccaneers. Right now it's Panthers minus two. I like Carolina here. I know it's at Tampa.
I do too.
And I know they lost at home to the Bucs, but that was when Cam Newton was out there playing, you know, completely hurt.
Yep.
Just awful. It's a better Panthers team right now. And even though Kyle Allen's not great, he doesn't suck. And Cam Newton was sucking.
Yeah.
It's made them a better team. Plus, they're just giving the ball to Christian McCaffrey as often as they can.
Although, I will say Christian McCaffrey missed practice today.
Okay.
If he's out, that makes me a little bit nervous.
If he's out, well, I'm not too worried about it. But if he's out, yeah, no play. But if he's in, I like the Panthers minus two. Ravens minus 11 at home against Bengal.
Ugh. I don't want to give up 11 points with a team that I think is just mediocre, and that's Baltimore. I don't want to take the Bengals. If it gets up to 13, maybe I'm taking them.
Yeah.
If it somehow falls below 10, maybe I'm taking them. But at this 11.5, it's a stay away.
It is a double-digit division dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Seahawks minus 1.5 at Brown.
I like the Browns here. I think they bounce back, and I think Seattle on the road has not been the same team. I think this is a number that's moved quite a bit. This was the Browns opened up 2-point favorites.
No, 2-point dogs. They were two point favorites. Now Seattle's favored.
Yeah, so big line move, and I think probably an overreaction. Kind of like my same handicap on the Rams-Niners game.
Yeah, I'm with
this you. This is the opposite side of that overreaction. Seahawks win a game that they probably shouldn't have won. Cleveland gets thumped in a game that really they didn't show up in. And I think there's overreaction on both sides. So I'll probably take Cleveland here, just like I'll be on the Rams in that other game.
Yeah, I'm probably going to pass just because if I were going to play it, I'd take Cleveland. But I'm really concerned that Baker Mayfield may have turned into a pumpkin here.
Yeah.
And if he has, Chiefs now minus four against the Texans. It's almost a perfect line, but I would lean Texans outside of a field goal just because I think it's going to come down to the wire.
I can't lean Texans. I mean, because then you're telling me that if this game's in Houston, the Texans are a 1-point favorite.
No, you're telling
me they're a 2-point favorite now.
No, what I'm telling you is I'm not paying attention to the number. I'm paying attention to the team, and this is the kind of game where they go in and they will play it down to the wire, and they will give the Chiefs all they can.
Or
and
it's the
lose.
Kind of road game like they've played against New England, where they go in against a really good team and just get their pants pulled down.
Yeah, I don't see that here. I think they're going to go and go toe to toe with them, and then they'll do something stupid at the end to lose. Like they'll give the Chiefs the ball with 46 seconds left, and the Chiefs will go down and score the winning touchdown. So I think they keep it inside of four, but the Chiefs win the game.
Okay. Good tease spot. I think if you like the Texans.
I'm not playing the game. I'm not going anywhere near it. If I do, it'll probably be the over 55.
But I always say it's to me, it's dangerous to tease against a team like the Chiefs who can get margin in such a hurry because even 10 points doesn't feel like a lot when that team really gets going.
And I wouldn't fault anybody for taking the Chiefs here because it's the same thing. You're buying them a little bit low here coming off a bad performance against the Colts. Jaguars minus 1.5 against the Saints.
I liked it better at one. I've been wrong on New Orleans all year though, so I don't really know what to think about this game, but it just seems like a good spot for Jacksonville, and I think we saw one good data point from Teddy Bridgewater, and now everyone's like, oh yeah, Saints haven't lost a beat. They're the best team. And I'm just not ready to say that yet.
Well, he certainly hasn't seen a defense like this.
Yeah.
And
Jalen Ramsey practiced.
Yeah. And if he plays, that makes a huge difference. But I might go under 44.5 here.
Okay. I wouldn't mind that.
Vikings minus 3 at home against Eagles.
I was hoping to get a little more value than this, but I like the Vikings here. And I know everyone's going to say, well, Kirk Cousins sucks. I know he does. You know who will make a quarterback look not crappy?
The Eagles secondary. Yeah.
This seems like a get-right spot for them, and until they figure that out, the Eagles, I don't know how they're going to be good, especially on the road. This seems like a good spot for Kirk Cousins, so I like the Vikes here.
No, they got right last week, so it's not like they're getting right again. I don't mind that play at all.
Don't even ask me about that game.
No, I'm going to ask you because somebody out there, somebody listening, is going to play this game, and I'm going to tell you, shame on you for doing it.
You're a scumbag,
Redskins
sir.
Minus 3.5 at the Dolphins. Why on earth would you even touch either side of that?
This game has...
I like the Dolphins, by the way.
...has gone from a dead number of 6.5 through a bunch of other dead numbers to 3.5, a dead number. So It's a stay away for me. If I see a three, then I'm probably on Washington. Otherwise, it's a no go for me.
I'm probably. Well, if you're playing.
You know what? Even if I see a three, I'm not playing this game.
But
I don't
if you're in a pool where you have to pick every game, I'd take the Dolphins.
To win outright?
No, I'd take the 3.5.
Oh, okay. Because most of those pools.
Jeez, what the hell are you think I'm talking about here?
Most of the pools people play where you got to pick every game, those are just outright winners.
Not all of them, no. There's a lot of people that play against the spread. Aaron's raising his hand. He plays against the spread.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But I don't want anything to do with that game.
In real life, I'm not touching it. The game I am touching, and I'm touching it all over. I love the Rams -3.
Yeah, that was I was high on that before the
I'm touching it inappropriately. That's how hard I am on this.
Before the 49ers-Browns game, I said I hope the Niners win and cover so I can hammer the Rams next week. It gets down to 3. This is the money shot for me. I'll be heavy on the Rams.
Yeah,
and the over.
I am swinging for the fences with that myself. And the thought process behind it is 49ers coming off a big win on national television Monday night. Rams coming off a game they should have won. It looks bad when you look at the score, and they've they lost two in a row because they got blown out by the Bucks. That one, to me, was an outlier.
And who have the Rams beat? What's the Rams' best win? It's Cleveland at home.
You mean 49ers?
Yeah, who the 49ers beat?
Yeah, so I like Ram quite a bit here, and I think the 49ers turn into a pumpkin here. But I could be wrong. They go in there and beat the Rams, then they'll show me something. But I'm going to be betting the other way. Falcons -2.5 at Cardinals. I don't mind the Cardinals at under 3.
Yeah, I'm not betting this game because my instinct is Falcons, but I'm done. I know they suck.
Yeah, you're going to have to get rid of that instinct.
Yeah, once Dan Quinn's gone, I'll start looking at the talent that they have again. But until he's gone, I can't even look at him objectively. So it's a pass game for me.
Cowboys -7 at Jets. We mentioned this earlier. I love the Cowboys in this spot. I mean, they take care of business against bad teams,
typically,
and the Jets are a bad team. And I know everybody's jumping off the bandwagon because they got – I mean, that score was a lot worse than it looked last week. They made it close late, but they got blown out. They're going to do the same thing to the Jets this week. I'd go up to 9, I think, because that's what I think the number should be. Titans +2 at Broncos. Boy, the Broncos came out of nowhere last week. I thought they were dead in the water.
Well, I think the Broncos have been bubbling at the surface of at least being a good offensive team. Well, I say that relatively. A relatively good offensive team. And, I like their offense right now better than I like Tennessee's. So, at home, you're given less than 3. I like the Broncos here.
And finally, last and maybe least, your Steelers +7 against the Chargers.
I'll take Chargers. I think yeah, they bounce back, and this quarterback that Pittsburgh's running out there is, it's embarrassing.
I want to take the Chargers, but I'm kind of, to me,
they're your Falcons.
They're my Falcons. I got to stop looking at them as a good team, and I've redone my power rankings and moved them down. But I need to see what's going to happen for the Steelers at quarterback.
Yeah.
So, all right, there you have it.
All right, I got to tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. There you have that. You want the best when it comes to windows? You want the best when it comes to siding? Allstate, they're the best. And you need to make sure your windows are energy efficient and can handle storm force winds. Well, they've got storm force windows designed for impact for all weather. Not only that, you're investing in your home. You're not only investing in, your AC bill, which, by the way, 40% of your energy bill goes out the window if you've got old vinyl windows, or if you don't have vinyl windows. And here's the deal. It's also going to make your house just look better to, so when someone walks, if you're selling your house, someone walks up on a house with new windows, they can tell. If you got those old aluminum windows, boy, it feels like you're walking into a dinosaur house. No one's interested in that. They've got great discounts for seniors, military, first responders, and for AJ Hoffman listeners. All you got to do is tell them that AJ sent you, and you'll get 25% off, no payments for 2 years. When you want to invest, choose the best. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936, or allstatesidingandwindows.com, 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody said, are you guys ever going to have a daytime local show? I don't understand that, Aaron. What do you mean?
I don't know.
The one that told me to answer it.
I mean, we have multiple daytime local shows.
Yeah, I don't understand the question, so I don't know why.
We have local. We're local from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Actually, beyond 7 p.m.
Yeah, on most nights.
Yeah, we've got, well, tonight we got Jimbo Fisher at 7, right?
Yep.
Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 8.
Uh-huh.
Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 10.
There you go. All local.
So, yeah. Somebody asked, what about the Packers game? I got plenty of time before I got to get to that. That's Monday night, so. I'm already, some of the look ahead lines for next week, Colts minus 3 at home against the Texans. Interesting.
So they're saying those two teams are even, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think that's fair.
I think we'll know if that's fair after this weekend.
Maybe.
If the Colts beat them and if the Chiefs blow the Texans out.
Yeah, I just think it depends on how the game goes. I mean, I think, from a matchup perspective, I think those two teams are—they're different, but they're kind of the same team. Yeah. But I trust Frank Reich more than I trust. Well, I promise I wouldn't say anything bad about him this week. So,
did you see that the LeBron banner got removed from the building in Shanghai?
I did not.
They had a Lakers Nets banner promoting a matchup. Yeah, they took down the banner.
Well. Is anybody even going to go to those games now?
So now China, who was apparently NBA crazy, they're just now totally out on the NBA because of a tweet.
Well, and you saw some...
Girl, bye.
Some guy got arrested for saying he supported the Rockets.
Oh, boy.
That's, you know what?
Yeah, that's the kind of country I want to back.
Yeah. Oh, but they got lots of money, AJ. I'm telling you, there is going to wind up being a backlash here if they just keep bending over to this, which is what they're doing. Hey, we've talked about the Eagles on this show before. Did you see that they're going to do a 6-city, 12-date tour in February? And guess what one of the cities is?
Houston, Texas?
Indeed.
Hey.
New York City, Dallas, Houston, San Francisco, L.A. It says each night's concert will feature a Hotel California set with an accompanying orchestra and choir, followed by an additional set of the band's greatest hits. Tickets go on sale October 18th with early access October 14th for American Express card holders, which that's the one. I'd like to go see that. That actually sounds pretty cool.
There you go.
Orchestra,
I just want to go to that Joe Walsh show in November.
Yeah. So, I don't know if he's on the list here. Forgot Glenn Frey died. So, Glenn Frey's son, Deacon Frey, is on the is replacing him.
Yep.
So, I mean, Glenn Frey was kind of the, let's be honest, he wasn't the star of the show. So, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, Deacon Frey, and Vince Gill performed the full album in a set of sold-out concerts in Las Vegas. So, they added Vince Gill.
All right.
That's interesting. Yeah, it says he joined the band in 2017. So the dates are March 6th and March 7th at Toyota Center. So they're spreading it out a little bit.
Okay. That's too early for me to know if I want to do it.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like conference tournament week, or is that first week of tournament?
That's first week of tournament.
Yeah. That you'll be in Vegas, I'm guessing.
I'll be busy.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I can get tickets. Last time, even with the American Express thing, there was like 1,000 people in front of me. So we shall see. Somebody says, my bookie has different numbers than what you're saying. Whenever we go over the lines, I always use pregame.com.
Because it's like a consensus line.
Yeah, it's a consensus line, and it's constantly updated.
Everybody's going to have different lines. That's why you should have multiple books. If you're serious about gambling, you should have two or three outs. Because you want a line shop.
Yeah. Somebody asked, any of you score Chappelle tickets? No.
Nope. Tried and failed twice. I'm done with it. Just watching it on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. I like him, but I don't like him enough to go to all the trouble it would take to go. So... All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
You notice it's been frigid in our office all day, except in this room where it's blazing hot.
I actually called that earlier. They have a new chiller in the building, which we got a message about. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, I did.
And, yeah, on our side, over on the Canadian side, everybody was freezing. I mean, it was ridiculous. Poor Josh had to go wash his hands in hot water. It was so damn cold. And now I come in here and I'm sweating.
Yeah. I've got, if you've got an office with a window, it'll help some because you get some sunshine. I don't have that. So when I walked into my office this morning, it felt like I opened a meat locker. It's like, oh boy. So I got to bring a hoodie now.
It's a wonder that all of us aren't just sick constantly.
Yeah. Because it's a roller coaster.
Yeah. There's no in between. It's all or nothing, man.
And they're doing a lot to make this building prettier.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if it's ugly. How about just make the AC work properly?
Well,
give us.
They are adjusting it, and it will eventually, hopefully next time we have a party here, everybody won't bake.
How about have more than one control for this whole side of the building? Because that control right there controls this whole side of the building. And if you come in here and say, oh, man, I got to turn this AC off, then the people who are in this room will melt and die. Well, if you don't turn that down, everyone on the outside will freeze and die. That's the only way it can go.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I don't care what happens outside there.
Self-preservation going forward. Huh?
I mean, this is, when we're doing the show, the comfort is the most important thing, right? So I'm sorry.
Comfort over content, I always say.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. I kind of like the content part too, but I'm sorry if an intern freezes to death, okay? That's part of the job when they took it. You know, I'm sorry if Michael Carroll freezes to death, but he always brings a hoodie just in case.
Yeah.
He was prepared today.
He's on top of that.
Yeah, and, you know, Jake and Cody probably need to freeze. So,
well, that's not very nice.
Well, I mean, and I like the guys, but let them freeze.
They die.
Exactly. I'm about my own comfort here, okay?
And when you really want to be comfortable, like at night.
It's at Texas Mattress Makers, of course.
Of course.
Of course it is. And, guys, I've got two mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers. And one of the reasons that I love these guys, it's not just that I have a great mattress. It's not just that it's affordable. It's not just that I'm saving 50% the minute I walk in there off of what I'd pay in a retail store because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. It's what they do in the community. And right now they're doing their one-for-one bed event. This is the sixth year in a row they've done this. They're teaming up with Houston Children's Charities for a Better Night's Sleep program to help every child in Houston get the rest they deserve. You purchase any mattress at $500 or more through the end of October, and a bed will be donated to a child in need. How about that? And I don't know if you're aware, but there's a lot of kids in this city that don't have a bed to sleep on. So how about this? You're going to go get a great mattress. You're going to sleep better. And just by doing something you needed to do anyway, you're going to help a kid sleep as well. Visit them today. You can go to 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. That's the new store. Or go to the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
What are you doing this weekend? Oh, you don't know? Really? Oh, why aren't you going to Carbach? Oh, you don't have a good excuse? Yeah, you should. You should be going to Carbach. Otherwise, you're a dummy. And guys, Carbach, they've got a fantastic restaurant. It is not bar food. I'm talking like a legit restaurant. And it well-prepared, dynamic menu, and everything on the menu pairs perfectly with one of the beers they've got on the wall there. And some of those beers you can only get at the Carbach restaurant. I really recommend it if you haven't been. What are you waiting for? They do brunch on Saturday and Sundays. They're open 7 days a week, but stop in and check them out. And then Foam Hinge coming up Sunday, November 10th. Sunday. Ace Frehley. The third annual Foam Hinge. Tickets are available now at CarbachBrewing.com. You can get regular tickets, VIP tickets. They've got it all. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you'll keep up with everything they got going on at the restaurant, at the brewery, and with the concert series. And then when you're out and about this week, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Join us and the usual suspects out at Madison's in Beaumont tomorrow from 1 to 6 p.m. Stay for the Astros game after. We'll have Miller Coors specials all day. How about this? We're even giving away a one-night stay to the Red Roof Inn in Beaumont so you can catch the broadcasting game, have a few drinks, and stay the night worry-free. How about this? At 6:55, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. Wins a free night stay at any Red Roof Inn. Plus, AAA members get 15% off their stay at Red Roof Inn in October to make their sports season a little sweeter. Head to redroofinn.com/deals for more information. All right, let's wrap the show the way up. We always wrap the show up the way we always do on Wednesdays. Yeah, the energy drink is kicking in here. I'm like talking way faster than I'm thinking.
Dude, this no caffeine game, I didn't drink coffee this morning. All I had today was hot tea, one cup of hot tea.
That's awful.
I'm going to fall asleep on the way home.
Well, wait till you get home to fall asleep.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
Because I don't want to have to be reading about you.
Depending on Galleria traffic, I may fall asleep in Galleria traffic.
Well, that'll give you an hour's rest. Okay, we start with Gorilla Monsoon, American professional wrestler and commentator.
Great name.
That is maybe the best wrestling name ever.
I don't understand why my parents didn't name me Gorilla.
I don't think that was his real name. I think he changed to that. You could call yourself Gorilla Hoffman, dead at 62.
Chocolate Gorilla Braveheart Hoffman?
It might be a little much, but you're getting there. How about Ginger Baker, drummer for Cream, dead at the age of 80.
I love Cream. What a great band.
Yeah. I wonder if he died in a white room with black curtains near the station.
Probably.
And he waits in the place where the sun never shines. Louis Nye, American comedian and actor. Apparently he played Jeff Green's dad on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm not familiar with him. Dead at 92 in 2005.
You skipped over Rip Taylor from this week.
Oh, yeah, that did happen this week.
Yeah.
88 years old. Not familiar with
him. Oh, my God. He's the guy with the confetti. You know, you would know him if you saw him. He's got, like, really flamboyant guy. He shoots off confetti randomly. I'll pull up a video.
Yeah, I'm sure I recognize him when I see him. Not to be confused with Rip Torn, who I think is already dead, but I don't know.
He is also dead.
1936, John Heisman.
American Never heard of
football
him.
Coach who legalized the forward pass. Let's see. I don't know any of these other. Al Davis in 2011. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I know who he is. Al Davis dead at 82. Okay, we go to our political figures. John Hancock.
The Raiders dead.
First
for much longer.
Well, hey, they're coming back. They're now the Walking
We're
Dead.
We're 3-2. Knock on wood if you're with me.
John Hancock first to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Hand what?
Hand
what?
Yeah, well, you know, that's... Hey.
Oh, like the tires.
I don't know. All I know is when I get out of here.
Like Cocktober.
Yeah, it's sort of like that.
Did you find that? No luck?
No, I've looked everywhere I could think of.
All right. Boy, these are really bad. Okay. 1849, age of 40. One of my early influences, Edgar Allan Poe.
It would be weirdo.
He was never more at that point. Oscar Schindler. Best known from Schindler's List, dead at 66. God, these are not great deaths. Edgar Allan Poe should be in the best deaths. Edgar Allan Poe was a genius. And
well,
a druggie.
Also, Gorilla Monsoon should be in the animals.
And maybe Gorilla Monsoon should be in the animals. Along with Secretariat, who died in 1989 at the age of 19. Some still believe the greatest racehorse ever.
What say you, Fred?
I say he's in the conversation.
Okay.
All right, here's your best deaths. 1970, Janis Joplin, drug overdose at 27.
Boy, 27.
She was really good for a short time.
Oh, yeah.
But that whole era, you had everybody died young, right? Morrison,
yep.
Joplin, Hendrix. 2004, Rodney Dangerfield.
Take it! Take another little piece of my heart now, baby!
You know what's...
Break it!
This is kind of embarrassing. I didn't know that was her song. The first time I heard it, it was Sammy Hagar's version.
Oh, no.
And I did not know.
It was. How do you not know that?
Well, I found out later, so...
I know, but it's never been a question to me. Your parents didn't raise you right musically.
Rodney Dangerfield, 2004. Steve Jobs, 2011. And one porn star. 1979, October 3rd. Claudia Jennings.
1960 what?
79.
79?
She was the 69 Playmate of the Year.
I'm going to go with drug overdose and suicide by nail to the head.
Car crash. Good guess, though. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Aaron, good job. Hoffman, great job. That was okay today. Come out and see us tomorrow in Beaumont, Madison's. Show starts at the usual time, but the usual suspects will be there from 1 to 4. So go check them out. Make sure you see them. Say hello. Give them a hug and a kiss. Tell them you love them. Just give us a fist bump. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.